Voting in the presidential primary. Your ballot will be mailed by February 21. Follow these steps for your vote to count. 1. Read the declarations on your return envelope. 2. Mark one political party declaration box, required. 3. Sign and date the declarations, required. 4. Vote for one candidate from the political party you marked in Step 2. 5. Follow steps shown on the insert included in your ballot packet to return your voted ballot. Why do I need to mark a party box? For this election only, you must mark and sign a party declaration for your vote to count. The major political parties require voters to mark a party box. If you mark the Democratic Party box, you must vote for a Democrat. If you mark the Republican Party box, you must vote for a Republican. Attempts to change the party declaration wording could result in your ballot not being counted. Your choice of party will not affect how you may vote in future elections. Vote for one. You may vote for one candidate or the, quote, uncommitted delegates, unquote, option, but not both. A vote for one candidate listed on the ballot directs party delegates to support that candidate at their national convention. A vote for uncommitted delegates allows uncommitted party delegates who represent Washington to decide during their national convention. On January 7, each political party decided which candidates would be printed on their side of the ballot. The uncommitted option was requested by the Democratic Party. It was not requested by the Republican Party. Once the list of candidates was submitted to the Office of the Secretary of State, changes could not be made. RCW 29A.56.